pull the trigger long. Grip my teeth, spray to every nigga's gone. Got my block sewn on my dope spot. Last thing I sweat, so suck a punk cop. Move like a king when I roll hop. You try to flex, bang, another bang. Nigga drop.
They can say we can't. Welcome, happy President's Day.
Oh my, I'm not even.
You want to finish chewing? All right.
I know the other song. I know when the other song's done.
I say. There you go. Let's just play the whole song. We're going to sit here and stare at people. Oh. So I was at a really nice restaurant right before I came here, and I told them, I said, look, I've got to be at her at 1:40. And the restaurant is, I don't want to give them a plug, because they'll be, my God, they won't even have to close, the place will be packed by tomorrow. But it's a Danny Meyer restaurant. I know you're more of a Grand Mr. Tavern guy, but I do love
it. I used to work for Danny Meyer.
No shit.
Yeah.
In fact, what, Union Square Cafe?
Union Square Cafe.
So what I thought.
I worked there for a week, for a day, I mean.
For a day? What? You didn't take?
No, because I was from Chicago, right? So I told a guy, I said I used to work for.
You were from Chicago? What does that mean?
No, when I interviewed there, I said, you know, I worked for Rich Melman. He had a company called Letters Entertain You,
yep.
Spelled it Lettuce.
Yep. Hilarious.
But he was one of the top guys in Chicago. Like, he was really the top guy. And I worked at a couple of his places in Chicago. So they were impressed by that. So then. It was a Union Square Cafe before it was big, you know.
Right.
It just kind of opened.
Right.
And so I went there, and they're like, I said, yeah, I used to bartend, blah, blah, blah. So they gave me, like, a bar, but they had me trained, you know.
Sure.
So, and then I went out the night before because I was celebrating. That
sure.
I got
a
job so easily and so quickly. And they said, yeah, I think it was, you know, it was close to where I was living. So I went to my first day of training a little hungover.
Right.
So I guess I was a little lethargic or whatever.
Okay. Right.
So then they go, okay, well, call us tomorrow, and then you can come in. You know, they were basically like, okay, good, yeah. No, they're like, hey, call us tomorrow, and then we'll let you know, blah, blah, blah. So then they started fucking dicking me around. They go, oh, yeah, well, call us Monday.
Right.
And then,
that was it.
Long story short, they never fucking hired me.
Well, think where you be now. Back there shaking.
But I got fired eventually anyway, because it's a fine establishment.
Yeah, the place I went to today was a fine establishment, and I told him I got there at 12. It was funny, on my way into the city, this is going to be really fascinating, but I take the F, and then I was going to transfer for the 6, and at Broadway Lafayette, you can take those escalators up. I know you like your choo-choos. So I'm standing there with an African-American.
You're taking a 6. Oh, because to go to the restaurant?
Yeah, I was going to get up on 28th and Park and just kind of walk over one block. The place I went was on 29th between Park and Madison. So, like, I'm standing there with this big black guy.
Who are you going with?
A bunch of fellas. Just a bunch of guys I like to lunch with. Luncheon pals. We're all going to the Dominican Republic in May. You want to go?
Yeah, you have the President's Day luncheon?
Yeah, pretty much. One guy can expense it, so he just does. So, you know.
Mario, sit over here.
Oh, is that Mario? Yes?
Yes.
What's up, buddy? Good to see you, man.
Pleasure.
Thanks for coming by. Have a seat. Yay!
Thanks for wearing a bow tie on President's Day.
Gotta celebrate the presidents. It might be a little crooked.
Sorry. You gave me your phone number, and I tried to call you to do my show, and it's a really weird number that you gave me. I think you ghosted me or something. I feel like you gave me a weird number on purpose.
No, I did not.
All right. Well, I've got some number for you that I called, and it goes, if you want to have a group chat, enter a PIN number or something. So maybe after the show, you can...
I'll give you the real number. I don't know why that number. Maybe you wrote it wrong. I know you're partially blind.
Blind? Yeah, I wish I was 100% blind looking at you.
Oh, shit.
Just breaking your balls! Ow!
Starting already.
Starting already. So
already, this is gold.
I was just telling Kevin.
It's here a minute, we're already on fire.
Yeah. But I was there. You know what? That doesn't matter. But I was, I'll fucking drop the whole stupid train story.
No, tell us.
All right, I will then. Fine. So I'm standing there, and the escalators are like, the bro. I know you don't take the train. You're fancy. You took a car in today, right?
I take the Chinese car service.
What's a Chinese car service?
It's a car service that's owned by and operated by Chinese.
Half an hour later, you're lost again?
I'm lost again. I was lost in the elevator. I couldn't understand his thing, 904B. I said 4B? So I go to 4B. I went to 7th, I went to 4, then I came back up, and he's texting me, where are you? Well,
904B, 904B.
I'm from Brooklyn, you know, I'm a little dyslexic.
He's dyslexic.
I don't get up this early.
It's pretty early, and it's 2 o'clock. So it's like you're like a vampire.
Yeah, tell them why you don't get up early. Because you play Pinochle all night, right?
Play Pinochle all night.
All night. You play for money?
Yeah, what do you think I play for? Waste of time?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, hey, that sounds like my honeymoon night.
Like you should be sitting on your lap.
I'd love it. Oh, my God.
It's like a puppet act.
To see what comes up. Oh, my God.
Better nothing Jesus. Come up.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I know you are with the fancy guys. I listened to you. I kind of internet stalked you for a little bit. I heard you on Artie's show, man. You are fucking hilarious on that show.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Wait, what was your history with Artie?
Well, me and Artie are very good friends.
And he deals heroin, too. So.
I don't do heroin, but me and Artie are really good friends. And
what, just back from show business?
I met Artie through Kamal from the Jerky Boys, and we became good friends. I met him at one of Kamal's premieres for his movies. And then,
it's
Kamal.
Kamal.
Yeah, for the Jerky Boys.
Kamal Ahmad.
Oh, fucking shit on my mouth.
Right.
Like I know the Jerky Boys.
You know the newest Jerky Boy? Louis C.K.
Fucked me last week, guys.
Oh, it's great he said that on my bow tie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so me and Artie, we hit it off, and he was doing a show for cable vision or something.
Yeah.
DirecTV.
DirecTV. And
you mean Nick DiPaolo or Nick already quit?
Well, I saw Artie one day in the San Gennaro Feast, and he had a big Zeppelin and a Pepsi can.
No way.
Wait, what is it again?
I don't know what he had tucked in the pockets, though, you know? Right. That's not for me to talk, but really good guy. And he's like, yo, you know, I got
about
a
show. Artie?
Yeah,
and he was like, I got a show coming up. Come on. And he never did.
He met you at the San Gennaro.
We met at.
Oh, you met, Austin, and then you ran into him at the festival.
Yeah, I worked the festival during.
Artie was afloat?
How do you work it?
He was afloat.
At the festival. Because he's fat.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, look, a flying junkie.
Like, it's a lot of cannoli powder on my nose. I tell you, these Zeppelis are really filled with powdered sugar.
Artie.
Yeah.
The gift
what were you working? What were you doing at the.
I sell chocolate bars at the festival.
Oh, you were working there?
Yeah, I was working there, so everybody was screaming. I go, what are they hollering about? Hollering, Artie, 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 all the people taking pictures. And I went up and I said, Artie, remember me? He goes, yeah, I think so. I go, Kamal's movie, we worked together. Remember you lost 20,000 on that movie? Yeah! We took a picture, and then we bumped into each other at another premiere of Kamal's movie that he lost 20,000 on again. And then, boom, we hit it off. Did his podcast 200 times.
Yep.
With Jackie, the Jokeman Marlin. We had some guy from the Yankees that called in.
Louis C.K.?
Never did with Louis C.K. Yanks?
Yes. I don't know. Slow-hanging fruit. No pun intended. All right, well, that's cool. Yeah, I heard you on the show. You were imitating gay people and stuff. You were fucking hilarious. I loved it. It was great. This guy's gold.
So you were a sidekick with Boschetti or no?
I did with Boschetti. Like, I would get a call from Marty or text or Dan Filato, and he would text me to go, listen, now, where are you? Artie needs you tonight. I was like, what do you mean Artie needs me? What am I, his bitch? His servant? He goes, Artie needs you. I go, I'm at an engagement party. You got to split out of it. You got to get to the studio. We have to record. So I would leave.
Yeah, because you got to do it in the middle of the night with Artie, right, with his erratic schedule.
Oh, my God, forget me. Sometimes 3 in the morning or sometimes 8 in the
morning. I'm on fire. Everybody together.
Dan would call me up and go, can you do a 10 a.m.? I'm like, absolutely not. He goes, well, Artie wants to do 3 shows with you today because he's busy. Well, like, can I do 3 at 10 a.m.? 10 a.m. means I have to leave my house at 6 to get to Hoboken to get to you. No. Are you going to pay for my Uber? He goes, yes. Artie said he'll pay for your Uber round trip. I'll be there at 10 a.m. See you.
Because Uber's about an hour, I'm guessing, to get from Bensonhurst out to
45 minutes, I guess.
You got to go over the bridge, then a tunnel. No tunnel,
kayak.
Just the bridge, right? No, you got to take you go through Staten Island?
No.
No, to Manhattan.
Yeah, you come over, you do the Battery Tunnel. Boy, I tell you, people are falling asleep. Battery Tunnel.
No, I thought you'd take you go through Staten Island and up through
City. You're too far down.
City.
You're coming out in, like, way down in Edgewater. I don't know where the fuck it is. That part of New Jersey.
Edgewater.
Not Edgewater. I'm fucking it up. But
you go down the Bayonne, where all
there
from.
You go, Bayonne. Right, exactly.
Right.
And you take the over the, what's it, what's that, Ken, what bridge
Ken?
Is it?
What do you like, Ken?
What's the bridge that connects New
Jersey? Gothels.
Yeah.
Gothels, not Gothels.
Sorry, I forgot about the
Umla. Gothels are swimming in the ocean. The
right,
Gothels.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay, I hate when we fight.
Okay, we're not fighting.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, Gothels. So that's it. But no, it doesn't make sense for him to do that. It doesn't make sense. You're going too far down to come up.
I always think you try to avoid Manhattan.
No.
What do I know?
Because all the Jews?
Yeah.
Thank you. How's your health? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling happy. Feeling good.
Any projects right now? What's going on with you?
Just jumping in spots at Governor's Comedy Club. This weekend I did a guest spot at Brookridge with Eleanor Carrigan.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice lady.
Very nice.
She opens for the Dice Man, right?
Yeah, so she was telling me a little bit about that. A couple of weeks ago, I opened for Teddy Smith. You're not open, guest spots, you know, guest spots.
Where was that?
At Governor's Comedy Club.
So you just hang around there until they put you on?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm part of the furniture now, you know? Oh, it's good. Like, I don't go away.
Yeah.
Go away! Now I'm staying more.
And then they're like, what are we going to do with them? Put them on.
What are we going to do? Just put them on. Just give them a guest spot. Put them on.
That's a nice jacket, though.
Thank you.
You can, you know, dress for the job you want. That's what I always say.
That's what it. I want it.
I'm saying, like, it's good.
I like his cashmere. It's cashmere.
It's called a shaggy dog sweater.
Oh, it's a shaggy dog sweater.
It's Shetland wool.
You do have some dog hairs.
That's a rough life.
I should get a room.
I would love that. Black out the curtains.
back to Artie.
Back to Artie, please. Go ahead. Right.
Huh? No, I just want to wish Artie the best of luck getting on his feet. I do, because Artie's a great guy. Artie taught me a little bit about stand-up pieces to me.
The little he knows. He's terrible.
He said, go get 10 Daily News New York Post. Circle what do you think is funny about Trump and Hillary, and then bring them over, and we'll work them out in jokes. I said, I don't know, Artie.
What'd he say?
Get 10 New York Post. Get 10 of each one.
I got 10 of not 10 one. Copies of each.
No, 10 different days.
Where's the 10 Daily News?
Why? And 7 news days.
Seven news days. And we'll circle
up. What the fuck are you doing, Mario? I said 10. Can't work with 9.
He's counting them.
We'll circle everything that looks funny. And I said, I never did any of that. And look at me today. I'm like doing guest spots at Governor's. I'm at the Brokerage.
It already doesn't. You circle everything that's funny about Trump and Hillary. Come on.
Well, he's helped Mario. Everyone's listening. Everyone's got a different, you know.
You should have a writing job. And even then, you don't circle.
Yeah.
Just read it.
Different process. Maybe different colored Sharpies.
Like a
black Sharpie's really funny.
Yeah.
A red one's like not as funny. A green one is like...
Yeah, there's no formula. There's no formula for... Yeah. Gary Goldman was having a formula for...
Who?
Gary Goldman?
Exactly.
What about him? What about Gary Goldman?
He was...
I'll drink a water that one.
He's giving tips on how to do stand-up.
To whom?
To Twitter.
Oh.
So...
Isn't good?
So, no, but it's just got to the point where I'm like...
Yeah. Number one, he's like, don't be me.
No, he's like, so then I tweeted the other guy, I go, listen. And then Gary Goldman's like, he's got a raging fucking temper.
Does he really?
Yeah, so whenever he'll be doing, last time I saw him do his act, he's up on stage and he's like, and he goes, what was that? It's not like he's starting himself because nothing happened. But a woman in the audience, I guess, remarked to one of his jokes.
Okay.
He said something and he goes, what was that?
Oh.
You interrupt Gary Goldman?
Great, Gary. Right. I'm going to have Paul Provenza come out there and kick your ass.
So then he's going on and on. He, like, basically ruined the fucking show because this woman, who nobody even heard her say anything, so it looks like he's, like, losing his fucking mind. And now I got to go on next. He trashed Chappelle. He trashed Neil Brennan before I got up there.
Well.
I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? So then, and I'm like a baseball player, you know, I never forget. So then, like, this is like a month ago. So then last week, I was like, I tweeted, I go, oh, by the way, I don't know if Gary's going to put this in his tips, but, you know, he flips out on, and I heard he flipped on one of the waitresses because he said, you shouldn't be taking an order right now. It's dumb. I wasn't there for that, but it was basically, so I tweeted something. And he blocked me on Twitter.
Is he still dating that person?
No, he's like 6'6". He's like one of those guys where he's just like, oh.
Right.
Like Ben Bailey. They're all like, oh, I'm clever. And then one thing goes wrong, and I go, oh, I'll snap his neck.
That sounds
the next
like
time
me.
He sees me, I know he's either going to like go like, oh, you got a problem? Or just, you know, like.
Yeah, I got a problem, motherfucker.
I'll just be like, listen, we don't need your fucking tips, you know? I mean, the guy acts like he's fucking, you know, the dead Mitch Hedberg or something. You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't berate an audience. Unless everyone can hear the woman interrupting you, you basically just like ignore it, you know, because
right.
you look like a fucking idiot.
Right.
Because I was like 30 feet away. I have no idea what he's talking about. I could figure it out.
Yeah.
But he still looks like, you know, hey, I'm just doing my bit until one thing goes wrong. And he's like, oh.
He wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
If he was an airline pilot, you know, he'd be flying and then he had little turbines. And I'm crashing his plane.
So what happens if, like, you step on, like, his time on the stage? Like, let's say you go over the time they give you. So let's say, like, for instance, when I do guest spots, they tell me 8 minutes. And let's say I go to 9. Well, this guy go,
probably.
I tell fuck off, bitch.
Yeah, probably. It was, yeah.
And then he'd pick you up and throw you.
He's a big guy.
Throw you across the room. This guy weighed by about.
Still trying to make jokes with the microphone. You're like, and this Bailey Clinton.
Just flying in the air.
I read the Daily News yesterday.
Weigh, Mario? What do you weigh?
85.
And how old? You're 40. How old?
6.
46. Wow. I don't know why I think that's funny.
I don't know.
But you're like 85. You're like, I should weigh 83, though. I feel like I'm 85. A little heavy.
My son's here. He can almost outweigh you.
Yeah,
but he's, you know,
just that pillow Mike's holding in his hands, Mike the pillow guy.
But you're not like, but you have muscle structure and stuff, right? Like you're not, are you frail?
Frail, pretty frail.
Okay, so like you, are, I mean, have you broken
you frail?
Bone?
The guy's 46, he weighs 85 pounds.
Let's be honest.
How often you go to the gym?
I go every so often, just just to get away and work out a bit and just, you know, like. Somebody like a 4-year-old could kick my ass.
I'm gonna have my son come in and spit in your face.
You ever see those, like, there's a video of that 8-year-old boy that, like, he's like a bodybuilder and he's like this little kid from, like, the Czech Republic?
No.
He's got all these muscles and, like, yeah, it's hot.
Is he on the Twitter?
You wanna, hey,
is he on the
internet? For fun, Gary, could you find, like, a youngest bodybuilder, 8-year-old boy bodybuilder? I would do it for my computer, but I've got some issues with the FBI and my computer right
now. It's like that fucking guy. He's like, Jesse Smollett? How do you say his name?
I don't know.
Garrett, how do you say his name?
I thought it was Jussie, but then I was hearing Juicy, but.
Oh.
I'm thinking Jussie.
Jussie Smollett. Anyway.
If you don't know, now you know.
When they were asking for his phone, he goes, I can't just give you my phone.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
I see somebody.
Jussie. You don't know who this guy is. Well, you really do live in a fucking blind bubble.
And I'm also pretty drunk.
Right now?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I'm actually fine.
Jussie, this is the body. This is the
lunch?
That's not fake. Those are not fake muscles. Look at this guy. He's fucking cut.
No, he looks beautiful.
Okay, let's not go.
A little
crazy.
Hercules.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. He looks like a mini Hulk Hogan, and I don't really think that's cute on a kid that's 8 years old.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I don't
not.
Think
it's kind of weird.
You know, 8 years old, you're just coming out of life. Like, when he gets 13, what is he going to look like?
Gorgeous.
You know, he's going to turn into a. If you make your kids develop too quickly, they're going to at some point
like,
rebel against
it. Look at that body. He's disgusting. Like, he's like deformed worse than me.
You know what?
Yeah, I could still beat him up.
I don't think I think it could kick your ass. I think.
Look at his. He's got bigger pecs than my mother.
Hold on. What do you have right there? What do you say?
I said that photo's from 20 years ago. The kid's a twink now.
Oh, is he? Is he still like muscular?
No, I said a twink.
Oh, sorry. Geez, sorry.
A twink.
A twink is like a kind of an adorable picture. Him with 6 inches on him, and he's a twink, like a beautiful kind of pansexual sort of, you know. I'm
the
not
only
coming
thing
out
I
married.
Pan yeah, like is pan dumplings.
Brazil?
No pan segments and Brazil.
Actually, you're making me hungry.
For peanut butter?
Listen,
yeah.
Jussie Smollett is the guy who said he was beat up. The guy
oh, yeah, the black
Chicago.
Guy that said it never actually happened.
Yeah, of course it didn't happen. And then because they asked the cops asked him for his phone, and he wouldn't give him the phone. And then he didn't even give him. He didn't give him his phone. He gave him his phone records. And then a lot of it was like redacted. How do you say it? Redacted?
You're right.
He said redact, and then he goes, "I can't just give the cops my phone because I got pictures of famous people and texts and stuff." It's like the guy all along, the guy was lying. Everybody knew he was lying, so it was a very, it smelled like shit, and it was shit. And now the guy's like the biggest. The guy's still doing better than me, but the guy is in a fucking heap of trouble, as they would say in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, heap of trouble. Yeah,
because now everybody's going like, ah, oh. And that turns out he was in blackface the whole time. So I didn't know that. Yeah, so
looky here.
Yeah, turns out he's in blackface.
Wow.
So, but the guy was like, he paid two Nigerians.
Okay.
And don't say it. He paid two Nigerians to beat him up, and they were. How did he think he was going to get away with it? They paid two Nigerians to beat him up. And they worked on Empire with him. One of them trained him at the gym. Like the cops aren't gonna. The guy, it became like national news. Like the cops aren't gonna be like, we got to get to the bottom of this. As soon as I get to the bottom of this, they're gonna. They probably had to talk to Godfrey, and then they get to the bottom of it because Godfrey knows all the Nigerians who live here. And so, but they're trainers, and it's like. I think once it happened, he flew them. They went to Nigeria because they picked him up at O'Hare Airport when they got back into the country. So he's probably like, do it and then leave the country, and then then the thing will blow over. And then they waited and they grabbed the guys. They had the fucking rope in their house that they hung him with.
Oh, really?
And they had the receipt. Like, what kind of fucking moron keeps the receipt?
What are they
hoarders?
We get reimbursed.
They're hoarders.
Hey, listen, man. The noose was like $9 US, man. You mind?
A Jamaican or Jamaican?
I don't know, man.
Jamaican.
You're from Nigeria.
We took care of Jamaica. I picked up the accent.
I do think it's great that the cops put all the pieces together, and the name of the capital of Nigeria is Lagos.
Is it?
No, it's Lagos. It's horrible.
Lagos.
Best economy in Africa now. They finally beat out the South Africans. I had a weird thing yesterday. I touched somebody's vagina yesterday.
Oh, where?
That's your daughter did.
Where? On their vagina.
No, where?
I got a call.
Hotel California?
Yeah, it was actually in a hotel, though, so you're not that, I'm not right down the block here, but a friend of mine who I've known for a long time, she called me randomly. She doesn't live in New York, and she goes, I'm in the city for some kind of jewelry, something. Do you want to
touch my vagina?
I was like, whip, 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 whip. Whoa! No, I just, she said, I want to meet you at a hotel, and she's having some marital problems, and she's made some friends, and, I don't want to get too into her business, but she's kind of out there, very, very pretty girl, and so I said, let's meet at this hotel, and we did, and then she goes, are we gonna,
fuck.
Yeah, and I said, and I thought she was, I mean, she was kidding, she wasn't, I don't think she's attracted to me or whatever, and so, I mean, why start now?
She's attracted to you.
What's there to be attracted to? She's on the bath trick. Fuck, get out, go home.
Whatever you just said, I'm putting on my back as a tattoo. It's my tramp stamp. But, by the way, my pillows are flying off the website.
Visually, this is amazing. Yeah. You and Mario sitting side by side. Hey, you really do look like that fucking that puppet act from the
Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah, you look like the puppet.
Mary, why don't you put your hand on my ass? Work me like a puppet. Good. Right, there we go. We're good. Cause they're cousins, identical cousins.
Can we get with the guy, the real guy up with his Charlie McCarthy and his puppet?
So anyway,
the guy, you look like the guy.
So I show up at this hotel and she's there. She looks great. She's fine, And then she's telling me, she's like, I'm really horny and I'm like this guy. She's doing something else. And then she goes, I shaved my pussy this morning.
Who is this?
This is an old friend of mine who I haven't seen in like 12
years. How old
years.
Is she?
78. No, she's like late 30s. We worked in a restaurant together like literally almost 20 years ago.
She called you, said, I want you to come over. And your wife's like, yeah, go see her.
She was just in the city. And I said, I'll come in the city for a drink. I've been in the house all day. I'm like, I'm climbing the walls. And I said, yeah, I'll come meet you in the city. And so, but it wasn't anything salacious. It wasn't like I was going down there to like hook up or anything. But so... Then she goes, you want to feel my, my pussy? And I said, I'll feel right above it. That doesn't feel like cheating.
She's naked?
No, she just took her, she was really drunk. I was a little drunk, too. I wasn't that drunk. I've discovered I like old fashions. Do you drink?
Every single
time. Ty McCarthy. It's not exactly.
Not exact? No. More like Mr. Potato Head and his handsome young friend.
Oh, that looks like the peanut guy. I used to have one of those. Remember back in the late 70s, they had the peanut.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut, he had the top hat.
And a monocle and everything.
Monocle. Yep. Perfect. Wow, perfect.
Be a good costume. Do you ever do Halloween costumes, like, on your size, just like, to have fun with it?
What do you mean on my...
I mean, like... act?
No,
I mean, like, on the day... You ever go to a Halloween party and, like, you can wear... Because of, like, your size, you could, like, kind of have fun with it. You know what I mean? You could be a Charlie McCarthy, or you could be R2-D2 or something. I don't know.
Why are you saying I'm short, so I have to be a Charlie McCarthy or an
R2-D2? No, I'm... Oh, my God. Now, how'd this turn into Goodfellas, by the way?
Hey!
I'm a clown? I'm here to amuse you? No, what I just mean is like a big fat guy can be Jabba the Hutt. You know what I mean? Or I could be... I mean, I always had to be, like, a male model or something, which is, you know, it's just to by virtue of my carriage. But what I'm saying is just by, like, your size, on Halloween, you could have fun with different things. That's all. You could, like, not exploit yourself, but just incorporate your situation into a costume.
He paid them through PayPal. I'm just good. Reading about...
No trace.
That's a genius.
How do the cops even know... That's good police work.
Now, of course, it's a high profile case, so they're gonna solve it. They're gonna get to the bottom of it. And I knew from the beginning, from what he said, like, nobody goes out to Subway at 2 a.m. and then he went down and he was like, they said it's all this bullshit. So but the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he's
an idiot. And then they said it was because he was getting written out of the show. And then Fox, like, there's no way Jesse's getting rid of him. But now he's done. They can't have him on the show.
Yeah, now he's done.
He's done in show business.
Pretty much.
I said I tweeted he should use that rope for something fucking...
something important.
Yeah. I hope he does the right thing with that rope that they got. He should definitely kill himself.
Tied to a boat.
Huh?
Tied to a boat.
I mean, at some point, you just gotta be like, I fucked up. And just like the Japanese dude, just fucking kill yourself.
Like what, the Harry Godfather. Like
Harry Carey. Yeah, he's from Chicago, too.
Exactly. So, moon's made of cheese.
You just fucking hang yourself, and then he goes, I fucked up.
Nobody can come.
Fucked up t-shirt. Speaking of t-shirt, can we go to the fucking, my Twitter, I guess on SNL, what's the guy's name?
I don't know where you're going with
who
this.
Who hosted it?
I don't know. Judd Apatow? Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. You know Pete Corielli calls Don Cheadle Don Ciadelli. I'm not kidding. I did Corielli's show when he had a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. Are they still in business, Sirius Satellite Radio?
Yeah, doing great.
They have off today, those motherfuckers, at Sirius Satellite Radio?
Yeah, best of on Sam.
It's so exhausting doing a fucking radio show, isn't it? Just kills you to sit down. As my son says, my son said yesterday, Dad, do you really work, or you just sit in a chair and start yelling?
He sits like, in a chair and yells.
Even my son, he's 6. He knows what the fuck's going on. Right. How hard is it to do a radio show? Not hard.
Not hard.
Anyway, so Don Ciadelli hosted SNL, I guess, and he wore protect trans kids. Like, what the fuck? Protect them against what? Are they getting beaten up?
Protect them against me after a couple of drinks.
I'm going to touch their vaginas or whatever they have down there.
What do you got going on down there?
Sir, can you? I just shaved, sir. Can you?
I like that t-shirt.
What do they protect? What is happening to trans kids? First of all, kids shouldn't be trans anyway, right?
Right. Exactly.
Ken? Should they be deciding that they want to be transgender when they're kids? Kids don't even. I got to wipe my son's ass. Should he be deciding he's going to be a lady? What age are we talking about? But it's just the whole fucking thing about, you know, Jussie Smollett and fucking, you know, like if you're sexually not normal, yeah, just move around while I'm talking.
Sorry.
Let him get comfortable.
Jesus Christ.
Easy with
fucking
that.
Podcast. We're on TV.
Yeah,
Mario.
I'm back.
No, but it's like if you're the least bit like you know I'm transing or I'm a homosexual. It's like you're a victim. You're a victim. So you got to protect trans kids against what? What's happening? Are they being sold? Nobody wants them. So what? I don't understand. What are they protecting them against?
There's a trans kid in my neighborhood, and
what trains he take?
Fucking queer. Home run, Chipper, Chipperson.
He's in transit.
Yeah, he's in kindergarten, he told his mom, he goes, I think I'm a girl. And the parents were like, okay. So now the kid's name is Minty for Clementine.
That was Neil's nickname for a while.
Was it really?
Minty.
Because he's fresh in your mouth?
No, because when he started caddying after I caddied, they call him Minty. My nickname was Shag. And so they called him Mini Shag. And then it became just Minty.
Why Shag? Because your hair?
No, because I used to shag balls.
What does shagging a ball mean?
They go to the practice range and they hit balls, and then I just stand out there and pick them up.
Did you have to like a mattress or something? When they hit you, will they aim for you?
No, but you just move out of the way. I'm not blind.
Well,
ball's coming, and I get out of the way, and then you're not right. You're not standing in front of them.
Say one thing right now. If ball's coming, I'm not getting out of the way. Hello.
First, you have to see them to get out of the way.
Exactly.
So I'll try. They called Neil. Then Mini Shag. Then it became Minty.
Yeah, but
anyway, you're protecting trans kids against what?
My nicotine stained fingers. I don't know.
What are you protecting trans kids against?
Bullying. Come on, really, Kevin? It's from bullying.
Bullying?
That's what the shirt's about.
They're getting bullied. Trans kids are getting bullied. Is that a big problem?
0.001% of trans kids in America.
There's probably 10 in the whole country, or at least the Eastern Seaboard.
There's one kid.
We got to protect them.
I guarantee there's one kid in Mississippi they're throwing rocks at. And like,
can I just say,
please,
if Monday you're walking out as a guy and Tuesday you decide to put a dress on, you're going to get bullied. In Brooklyn, in Bed-Sitters, rocks and bottles would be thrown at you. No offense to anybody that wants to become a trans.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, if Monday you wake up and you're a guy, right, you're in a whatever, and Tuesday you come in and you're wearing Move to Queens.
Get the fuck out of there. And
move somewhere where you don't want to be bullied because you're...
Yeah, right. Move to Greenwich Village.
There's like, I don't want to get but are these crimes against humanity, these fucking faggots want to walk around in a dress with hairy legs, you're going to get a Coors Light bottle stuffed in your head. Offa. Basta fazul.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand. It's just, it's like, really, on SNL, you got to say protect trans kids. But it's like, they're all climbing on themselves to be like, I'm the most evolved person in Hollywood. You know, like fucking Sarah Silverman tweeted something yesterday about something. I was like, I go, have a fucking kid first, you cunt. because I guess she retweeted what he his picture. That's how I saw it. And then I go, have a fucking, don't worry about protecting trans kids because there's not that many of them. And they're not really being bullied and they're probably a fucking armed security.
Kid in my neighborhood, it's like there's like a parade for him. He's like a...
He's a celebrity. That's probably what he's doing it for, attention.
Minty, right.
Then he'll change back. I was dating a good girl. She was a lesbian.
Yep.
And then she wanted to fuck me because lesbians love me.
You're a very small penis.
Yeah. So she started fucking me, and then I broke up with her because she was a fucking idiot. And then she started dating women again. She told her parents she was a lesbian.
Sure.
She made like a big thing. I'm a lesbian. Then next time I see her, she's got two kids with a Mexican dude. So her parents are probably like, you're dumber than we thought you were. So I'm saying sexually, people go back and forth. Right, Mario?
I agree.
Yep. And they go ahead, sorry.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, with a Mexican guy, they probably had the nicest yard in the block.
That's how she met him.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing her shrubbery.
That's so great.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want to clip your pussy hair, too. Hey, Mary, you have the floor.
Last act.
You know, I just
Happy President's Day, everybody.
Happy President's Day. So I just feel like you want to know, I feel like, you know, it's up to you inside what you want to be. Like when Caitlyn Jenner became Bruce Jenner, became Caitlyn Jenner,
yep.
I felt like they all were praising her. Like, oh, she's so... so delighted, you know, she's a hero.
Like, anyone can win the decathlon, but this is amazing what she did to put on a fucking dress,
right, and makeup, have your balls chopped.
That is ballsy,
you know, but
have your balls cut off.
I think that it's wrong. Listen, I think that, you know, God made you a man. If you want to be gay, absolutely, it's your life. Go ahead, do it. But now you want to take what God gave you and want to destroy because you feel like you're not being accepted in whatever reason. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to fuck with Jesus and God, you know. I mean, if you have to, you have to. But, like, you know.
He's up there like, I lost another man. Shitty day today, Dad.
No, but it's like plastic surgery. Like, I'm not a fan of that either. Like, whatever, what you are is what you are. Like, all these Instagram whores, you know, with these, like, gigantic asses.
Kardashian. pop here, pop there. My friend Big Inch, she would have lips that would breast out, and I, you know.
Yeah, God, and I didn't she die, Big Inch?
Yeah, I loved Big Inch. She got lung cancer and then went to the brain, and I was a really, she was a good friend of mine. You know, I respected her. But, you know, all these
Botox. Yeah, but so you don't, they don't even know, when you put shit in your body, they don't know. When you put fucking artificial tits in there, they don't know what's going to happen to the rest of your body. Your body doesn't want it in there.
It's not the breast idea.
It's not the breast idea. We'll take that out, but.
Well, now they're doing the ass implants.
That's what I was just talking about. Yeah. It's not, so you see these Instagram whores, and it's like, you don't know if it's real ass or fake ass, but.
Right.
And then I guess it looks okay, but then it's like they're trying to outdo each other, and then like with the tits, like the tits became too big, and then now the ass is becoming too big.
And it's disgusting. I really do. Like,
and you touch it, it's hard. It's like fucking a dude, which, you know, I don't mind on a Tuesday.
But one of the comics that emceed the other night, she's
Brad Trackman?
No. And she goes, as she comes on stage, and she goes, you know, people take me as a younger version of a Caitlyn Jenner. And they all went crazy, and I'm like.
Who went crazy?
The audience.
In Long Island?
Long Island.
Who went crazy? Were they friends of her?
No.
She was making fun of Caitlyn Jenner, or she was saying
she was just saying that people call her that she looks like a young Caitlyn Jenner.
And they laughed because they were laughing at her?
Well, laughing at her or with her or whatever.
Carravas?
No, it's not Kerry Carravas. No. Kerry Carravas does not look like a Caitlyn Jenner.
She wishes.
She looks like Bruce Jenner.
Easy there. That's my dearest friend.
She's a wonderful person.
She's a wonderful and a good mom.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
An excellent, excellent driver while she Facebook Lives.
Yes, Facebook excellent. Lives I'm out of the car window.
7 miles an hour, Facebook Live on the LIE. I would love to see her fucking flip that car. I would love to see that. I would do her PayPal just for that.
That's not nice. She's a
I know, but it's not a nice show. It's called Burning Bridges.
Burning Bridges.
Oh, we're Burning Bridges.
Anyway,
so what kind of girl do you like? What do you like? Like, what's your?
She's got to be petite. She's got to be beautiful,
sure.
Cute. Indeed. You know, I like a...
230 pounds. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a serious relationship?
No.
Okay.
You're a lucky man.
Okay, no, he doesn't. He's not happy.
I don't have time right now. My career is on the front line.
Okay.
To be bothered with some women. I want to go out to dinner. And
oh, my God. Yeah, you're dating my wife?
Yeah, exactly. You need some cuisine fucking...
I want to go out. You don't take me out anymore.
You know,
I never took you out.
Anymore. You know, my joke is I took my last girlfriend to McDonald's. And she's like, I want to go someplace expensive. Here, here's a Happy Meal, bitch.
Fucking gold. Carnegie Hall, we'd sell it out. I swear to God. It's fucking, you had a bit. I watched, it was so goddamn funny. Ugh, man, good stuff. So what do you have going on next?
Do the bit. You forgot
the bit.
It?
You said I got a bit.
I know. I'm
so
trying
funny.
To think. I went into, well, the problem is I watched the bit, and then I went through and I watched. I listened to a lot of your podcasts with Artie when you were imitating gay guys, which was great, and I was drinking during the whole thing, but I remember I was laughing really hard. My wife came into one of my many bedrooms and said,
your
what are you?
Your dick was in your hand?
Yeah, I was like, I could give you a baby. But no, it's good stuff, man. It's fucking solid gold. It's like the TV show. What's going on with you? Where are you going up?
Are you Wendy Williams?
I am. How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
What's that?
Wendy Williams. She's hit the wall, right?
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Her husband's like, he beats her up.
Yep.
Apparently beats her at...
He's got a dick drunk, though.
You know, he's executive producer of the show.
Right.
And apparently he, like, brings her into the room and beats her up. And then all the other staff members are like, oh, we better do a good job, you know? Because if he's going to beat her up, and she's the star of the show.
They're like Ike and Tina.
Yeah. What do you think about beating up... What do you think about that? Ike and Tina Turner's syndrome.
Honestly,
everybody loves her, and she's, like, jealous, and then he beats her up because he wants to show he's still the man.
She's like, not the hair.
I feel like, honest to God, you know, men shouldn't be on their wives and
go.
Their women. And
No.
How controversial.
Because I don't think it's right, especially when you're working together. It's like Jimmy Kimmel works with his wife, Molly. Did she go off right before he gets on stage and gives him a nice whip, you know?
Yeah, if she does, if she hands him a bad writing sample, yeah take the fucking whip out.
Jimmy's like, Molly fell down the stairs again. The corner of the ribeye in her eye. big steak.
No, but I don't believe in it. And look at Ike Turner, how he put Tina through so much, and it's like, so it
made a good career together.
And if she she sang the songs like he wrote them, there'd be no problem. You know, Tina, the goddamn notes are on the page.
Look at
Donnie Marie. You know he fucked her up.
Really?
No.
Yeah, the Mormons are. They're very tense. They have so many wives.
Be a stage call. We're waiting for Donnie, and where is Marie?
They're still working together. They're still working together.
Yeah, they're in Vegas. Flamingo.
I'm opening for them next week.
Are you?
Yep.
Good for you.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a trifle bit rock and roll. It'd be great. Do all the hits.
You're in Vegas next week?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, you're in Vegas. I'm coming.
Yeah, he just went. Yeah, you should have Mary open for you when you stop opening for other people.
Yeah, when are you going to let me open for you? At least throw me a guest spot. I mean,
give him a guest spot.
You know?
I worked last night. I don't know how people don't work. I don't know what I would do on a 3-day weekend. I'd fucking blow my brains out.
I worked Thursday
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. And now I'm working today. I'm like,
I don't know
what the fuck you're supposed to do. What are you fucking supposed to do?
I don't know, right,
Joe? You sit around, you went crazy. You're fighting, you, some girl's like, you want to feel my pussy? You're like, yeah, I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
So bored. Watching Diagnosis Murder. How many times can you watch that?
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, after a while, you just got to get out of the fucking house.
I can't. And then my wife just quit her job.
Oh, yeah, nice. How's that going?
Well, her last day is on Friday, so now next week is like she starts not
you
working.
You got free sex 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Sex, yeah, but well, he'd rather
Kama Sutra.
He'd rather pay a whore.
Yeah, like, be like Rick.
Fuck his wife for free.
Like Rick James. Or what's it when the guy from The Police? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, Sting.
He's like, it takes me 13 hours to orgasm.
7 hours.
Have you seen what your wife looks like? I don't blame you.
His kids are good looking.
Oh, beautiful boy.
I saw his kids when I was at SNL. Beautiful kids.
Yeah, not nothing.
But you know, now they probably have pimples and everything.
Now they're ruined. Now they're older.
Yeah. But when they were beautiful, they were like young, like kids. I was like, beautiful, oh, man, beautiful kids. Sting was good. Sting's good looking. He's better looking than she is.
And he's totally. My friend is.
He should have married like a Brazilian model or something.
Mix up the blood a little bit.
Yeah, because you can't do any better than Sting.
Like the Joseph Mengele of pussy, by the way. You're like,
No, because if you're so good looking, it keeps getting better and better. Just it starts to fall off, you know. Right.
Yeah, my friend.
You got to mix the race. That's why you look at people from Europe, and they're always like, they're kind of ugly, kind of good looking, because it's just too much of the same shit, you know. Right. And nature starts to go like, they don't know what to do. Yeah,
throw mulatto in there, see what happens.
Yeah.
What did you do on Valentine's Day?
Oh, what are we doing on Valentine's Day?
Well, I bought flowers for my wife. We did the show on Thursday.
Yep.
I bought flowers at the bodega next door.
Right.
And then I got home. My wife got mad at me that night. Threw the flowers in the trash can.
Oh no! What'd
nice.
You do?
Nice.
I just said hello. Because she said I didn't buy them for her. I bought them for the whole family. Because when I got home, I was like annoyed. I go, here, happy Valentine's Day. I throw the flowers on the table. She goes, who are these for? I go, for everybody.
Wow.
I'm not a great husband.
Even your son, Junior Mint?
Junior Mint. Yeah. Is he still there?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. He's not walking down Macy's.
It's the van with the puppy and video games van.
It's been sold off.
Exactly.
My wife's a good lady, though. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not a good man. I'm not a good husband, huh?
I don't know if she's married to you. Because she really is like a vivacious, like, and I'm not shitting on you. I mean, I'm being legitimately, but like, you don't really like to do anything and you generally don't like people. So like, you can't be any fun to be married to.
No.
So to me, it's amazing that you've lasted this long.
I know, and she really is an upbeat person.
Yeah, and she's sweet.
Vivacious.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I mean, if
warm.
If you got divorced yesterday, people would be like, end? It'd be like improv, yes, end? You know, so we'll see what happens, you know.
Will we?
Yeah, we will. Stay tuned.
That's all you can do with anything is see what happens.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know, because my wife's going to be home. She told me, she goes, I'm not going to work for the next 6 months.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know what. I'm going to tell Keith, and I hope that I don't want to overstep our relationship, but I'm going to tell Keith and E-Rock or anybody, like, I will do any podcast, any serious show. I'll pay to go on, like, the Catholic show.
just to get
the fuck out of the house.
Just get you on the Catholic network.
I am. Well, I'm not confirmed, but I nomine Patri, Filios.
You know, I think whatchamacallit always needs people to jump in.
Who's that?
Bill, Drunk Bill.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Bill Schultz.
I'll be here at 7 a.m.
Oh, that'd be perfect together. Drunk Bill and Bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys have those long lunches?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll bring egg white omelets and
wraps. Bar bill will be through the fucking roof. Am I right?
I had one martini today. Thank you for asking. And then terrible service at this restaurant. So
where'd you go?
You know the Roseberry Hotel on 29th between Park and Park in Madison. I don't know. My friend picked it. It was good. It was MAGA, Make America Great Again, the restaurant. No, it's...
So what was bid, the martini or the food?
No, the martini, the food was delicious. It just took forever. I sat down at 12:15, and I told the waiter, I said, sir, I said, just so you know, I have to be out. I said, I have a hard out, 1:40. I have to be out here at 1:40. So let me order right now. These guys are going to stay. They're probably still there. And then I said, I'd like a Tito's ice cold, no fruit because I'm fruity enough. Okay, but not in a martini glass, in a rocks glass. And then I ordered my Parmesan broth soup with the fucking bread.
Is anyone listening to you still?
And then a
I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem with people like him. Like, I hate everything, so I know nobody wants to hear what I fucking ordered. He thinks everybody wants to hear every detail of his of what the fuck he ordered. It's like, it's insane. I wish people would even think like that. Like, he's like, everyone wants to know what I had for lunch. Nobody gives a fuck. Why do you even care?
People care. I think it's compelling. The life of a Manhattan bon vivant. I tell you, I
hope there's a murder suicide, but we'll see in your future. What's your wife's home all day? She's like, this is what you do all day? You just sit at home and drink and then jerk off on the dog?
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, no, I jerk off. Yeah, I didn't jerk off.
You fuck the dog too?
I don't fuck the dog, Mary. No, that would be a rough business.
No, he rubs his dick against the dog's paw.
One time the dog put her foot up my ass, her paw up my ass. Laying on my side in the bed. And then
naked.
She was like, you're naked. Yeah, well, I'm not a weirdo. So I'm just like, and then I had to scratch my ass and the dog's paw was right there and she has, you know, like little claws. So I said, I bet I could really scratch this, you know, ass itch with the paw. So I just kind of reached around and stuck her paw in between my butt cheeks and scratched my ass.
We've all done that, Mario.
I didn't get an erection or anything. I'd already come. There was a little bit of cum dripping out of my penis.
Your son and say, hey, come in and son, need somebody to scratch my ass.
Here's the thing. He's a coward because if he had a pit bull, he wouldn't do it to a pit bull because would fucking turn.
Pit bull rip your asshole out.
Well, hey, at leash, I wouldn't have problems wiping.
At leash?
Yeah.
At leash.
Who's the guy in the booth? Anyway.
I don't know. New guy?
I don't know. He's training.
Oh, is he training? Uh-oh. Did he pull up a mugshot? So, all right. So we've got, what's for the rest of the week? What do you have going on?
I'm doing guest spots at Governor's.
Okay. What dates?
Well, I just did
We could have him back in 20 years. I'm doing guest spots at Governor's.
I just did Valentine's Day.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
I did a guest spot.
Okay.
At the brokerage.
And do you get paid for that?
I'm sometimes here and there, you know.
All right, that's cool.
You know, here and there.
You know, you know what it is? To me, James has given me the opportunity that somebody would have to wait a long time. Me and James are really good friends.
Jump in the line a little bit.
So, you know, and obviously people like me and they like my talent, my comedy. I don't know why, but they do.
Right.
And, you know, so he's like, you want to do a guest spot? Yeah, sure, not a problem. You know, you want to do a guest spot? He don't even ask me. Now I just show up at the door 6 o'clock. He's like, what are you doing here? I said, am I doing a guest spot? All right, do a guest spot, you know.
Okay, so you just show up and you're like a nudge a little bit. You just show up and he likes you and you're funny, so fuck it, he throws you on stage.
Yeah, no, it's great, you know.
James is James is like a Brooklyn guy anyway, so he probably likes the fact that you guys.
Paisan!
Yes, you know what it is.
They say he's connected to some people. Can't speak for that, but I know he's a good guy.
He's a good businessman.
He's a very nice guy. He's got a beautiful family.
Wonderful. I know his son, James.
They run a great club.
And he's so generous. You know, if that we show, he's like, who wants a glass of wine?
If all the comedy club owners were like that, we'd all be in very good shape.
What if you don't pay the VIG? Is there a problem? You got to pay the VIG, though, right? At least.
It's just for you, the VIG.
How many points on.
You know what the VIG is, right?
Compounded interest.
Yeah, aren't we at Compound Media, so we got to pay
Compound Company, yeah. I bought $10 from Keith last week. It's up to $48 now. What is he doing?
Oh, good.
Where did you just go?
I just checking on my side.
What do you think, he left?
What do you think, he went to Macy's and shop?
Fucking boy, he's my flesh and blood.
You're like Bill Burr, you're a helicopter parent. Because he flies helicopters.
Ever heard of that? Helicopter parent?
Yeah, but he's not a... No. Actually, I talk to... Everyone in L.A. tries to act like they have attitude. That's why I hate to text people. I texted my friend. I used to. He was a helicopter dad because he had a place in Santa Monica. Him and his wife got divorced, and then he was the first I ever heard of it. Then they both moved out, and they would take turns coming back and forth, flying back and forth. So, right. And then now he's always on Instagram. His name's Mike Gibbons.
Right.
He's always on Instagram, and so I texted him last night. Are you retired? Because everything, he's on vacation, and I thought, you know, maybe he sold. I know he sold his house in Santa Monica for some money, so I'm like, maybe he's retired, and he's just, you know, because he's a white guy in his 50s, and in L.A., that's not a cool thing anymore.
You're making money, it's cool.
Huh? No, he's not making money.
Oh.
No, I don't know. That's why I basically said, are you working? Because he co-created Taj. He's like,
okay.
He used to work for a...
Is he that kind of balding guy with, like, the platinum-dyed hair on Taj?
No.
Okay. You don't think about helicopter parents, though. They always have a good dentist. You know why?
Why?
They have good choppers.
Oh, look who he's with. He's with the president of China.
Ken's mad. Ken, why? Ken gets mad at these.
I know. Ken hates it. What part of New Jersey you live in?
Margate.
Margate?
It's your neck of the woods. Don't you live in Margate?
Me?
Yeah.
No, my wife's from Chatham.
Chatham?
I think Margate's like the shore, right? Kind of? Like a good booger sugar down there? Do you ever do drugs?
No.
No, it's near Atlantic City.
No good booger drugs. No good booger
sugar. Heaven's backyard.
How come this show doesn't have a strong audience?
How many Wawas? How many Wawas you got down there?
For us, this is a strong audience.
It's never lying in the winter, right? I would still kill to live down there.
The problem is with my vision. I can't. It's all touchscreen now. You just can't tell them.
Well, what can you do?
What
you can do is, hey, here's my pussy. Can you rub it?
This guy, I didn't touch her actual pussy. I just touched right above it.
And then it ended there?
It ended there.
It never ends there.
It ended there.
Did she give you a hand job or anything?
No, I did not get a hand job.
She was drunk?
We were in the hallway of a hotel.
And you touch her pussy in the hallway.
Like above her. I shouldn't say pussy. It's like when I say finger Janine Garofalo. I'm sort of.
Yeah, but why would she want you to touch her?
She wanted me to feel how smooth it was.
Oh.
It was fun, but I mean, like a mirror. It was shaved. Yeah. She had a nice shaved cunt.
You do touch it and then go peekaboo.
Yeah. See,
now you're married. Now your wife's gonna be home, so you gotta get along.
Okay, I do get along. I love my wife. I do get along.
Yeah, you get along because you never see her.
I want to be out of the house more. That's what I'm saying. Like I can't walk in the house. If they had cameras in my house, they would have taken my kids away from me years ago. I walk in my house naked, talking to the radio, like with my dick dripping cum. So seriously,
look at Mario's face when you said that.
No, I'm reading China. What are they doing? Reviewing.
Renewing hacking attacks on something. Don't worry about that. That's not even supposed to be on. We're not supposed to be distracted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're actually doing a show now.
But you go watch TV if you want, Mary, if you're bored. Just keep it up at CNN.
Keep it up with Fox and Friends over there. Fox News.
Are you a conservative guy? A liberal? Where do you?
Brooklyn.
Not a liberal.
Liberal.
He's not a political guy.
I'm really nothing because I really don't follow any of this. When they drop the bomb and I wake up and we're burning, fuck that. You know, we're burning another bridge, you know, basically, you know. I mean, what am I going to do watching this? Get myself aggravated?
Right.
Let them do what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody. I'm not just talking about Trump. You know, people like come up to me like, what do you think of Trump? Oh, he's doing good for us. I mean, I guess he's a good president. I wish him the best. I'm not there to discuss Trump.
No, you're not rooting against the president.
I'm not rooting.
He's our president.
He's our president. He's there. I'm not. Listen, somebody voted the man in, whether he's a good person or a bad person. We sat through Obama. Now we're going to sit through this guy and whoever comes ahead of us.
Would you say Obama was a dark time in our country's history?
No. No, I wouldn't say that, but I would say that... that
hands on his phone, he came and...
I think that when Obama was president, think that things were much different than we are now. Like today, the market is much higher.
Yeah.
You know, mortgages are better.
You think he spooked the economy?
He probably did, you know. He's probably, you know, he did a Halloween bit and he spooked.
That's right.
He did a Halloween bit. Obama?
Obama.
He was in blackface?
Barack Obama.
Blacker face.
Did he carve a Jerome lantern?
I don't know. His wife's doing very well.
She's beautiful. Oh, Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama.
I would lay her down and eat her ass. Like I would have a culo party, baby.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah, Michelle Obama, she's hot. I like nice toned arms and everything.
She had two kids. Like, yeah.
She looks
like
nothing like your wife.
Well, I can...
Does your wife know you have a thing for Michelle Obama?
I mean...
That might be a bad sign.
What?
Like I saw some blonde on with fucking bouncy tits on TV. I told my
hot
wife,
like hot is hot. Like, Mario likes petite girls. You know, you like...
So who's he going to date?
I have to have
WNBA player? Yeah.
Time.
Is he going to fucking jump on? He's going to ride her fucking shoulders like a backpack?
There's got to be girls that are like a fetish. You must have women come on to you over the years because of, like, just because of your size, right?
Yeah.
Because you're cute. You're like a good-looking little guy.
Yeah.
So, like, women ever said, like, I want to try fucking you? Does it try fucking you?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like, I get a lot of weirdos on Facebook because, you know, having 5,000 people that, like, call, they're like, hey, you know, we'll have sex. How about we meet at a hotel? And I'm like, delete.
You want to meet at the hotel?
I want to meet
somebody. Is that room service?
Right for me. Yeah, they want me to be the bellboy.
Everyone's insane.
Eat your pussy and a turkey club.
They want me to be
there. I want someone who's right for me. I like everybody's like creating their own standards. I want someone who's right for me. First of all, you don't care about size. You know, if she's taller than you, that's fine.
No, I don't care if they're taller than me, but I don't want like some 6 foot giant, you know? I mean, I don't want some he she.
That'd be awesome, though.
And you and Judy Gold.
Oh my God.
Eat my pussy.
I never met Judy.
No,
she's big. She's like 6'4", but she seems taller in person. Yes. She's so intimidating.
Personality.
Yeah, with that. Shut the fuck up.
I'm terrible at roast. You sure are. Mission accomplished. Talk about telegraphing the audience. I'm gonna suck. All right, we're good.
You win, Judy.
End scene.
I can see Judy doing a roast one day for me and coming out there and going, I fucked that little midget. And I'd be like, I'm not a midget. I'm just short for my height because of a pill that was given to me. I am not a midget.
No, or and the term is little person, please.
It's not little
I've
person.
I've had enough of your
either
hate speech today. No. Mario, please. I'm average height.
And Mario, can you tell the audience? They might not know. What happened to you again? That you were...
My mother got a cold pill from the doctor.
Right.
1973.
While she was pregnant with you.
While she was pregnant after her water broke and it went down my throat, pipe, burned my pituitary gland. That's why it's called hypopituitary gland.
Sure.
And I'm lucky that it didn't affect my brain.
No, let's not throw the baby out the bathwater. You're wearing a bow tie.
Oh, what did your mom take that you fucked like up Claudia's your brain?
A factin tenactin.
We're going to get Dr. Steve to call in one day when you're here, Mark.
Mario's so pituitary gland.
So it's your pituitary gland.
Yes, but you want to know something? And
yeah,
a blessing I think God gave, you know, he worked it out right because I couldn't be more happier being a stand-up comic going out there. You know, I got to say, it takes balls for somebody like people ask me, like, how do you get up there in front of 400 or 500 people?
Is that a collective number?
Like,
is that the same?
Well, you know, that's what you basically want. A packed house on a Saturday night between 200 to 400 in certain clubs. Like Gotham fits over 3. Governor's Levittown has at least 300.
It's got a rare club.
So, you know, you're going to get a packed house on this Friday and Saturday. And it's like, do I go like humana, 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 like Jackie?
Nah, you got to go up there and own it. Yeah, right.
Ralph Cranham and Norton went humana, 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 you know.
Yeah, well, you're in a particular situation because of your what you look like. So the crowd doesn't know what to make of you. Like if I go up, they think, oh, this guy should be a male model,
but he's not a big doofus.
He's trying comedy instead. I'm compared to you, I'm very normal looking.
Yeah. Right, I go out there, they don't put my voice. Like I have one of my jokes that I open with now, and I go, ladies, I got some wonderful news. I got a call from Chris Harrison. I'm the next Bachelor. So they all applaud.
Yeah.
And then I go, you could tune in next season on Nickelodeon.
That's fucking great.
Oh, that's good
stuff. And then I go, look at me. I'm stuck in a 9-year-old's body with the voice a tranny would die to have.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, it's true, but it does take balls to do comedy, and I think that's why a lot of comedians are pricks. Am I right, everybody?
The guys in the booth are laughing.
For how long? A couple of minutes?
I've been dying to have it for a while now.
They're going crazy. They want my voice. They're like, especially that guy there with the glasses. Like, can I buy your voice? Can you bottle it?
Can you also have done? You stood in for a lot of actors, right?
Yes, like, I stand
you
in.
Talk.
Stand
in. Can you talk in a deeper voice?
What do you want from me? But it's like, yes. Not me, you know. It's like whenever I go, they call me ma'am. I have it also like, that's my second joke. Where I go, they call me ma'am. I go to Macy's right now. They'll be like, ma'am, we don't have your size. I'm like, fuck you. It's not ma'am, you know. It's like, hey, ma'am, you forgot your bag or your purse.
Do you grow facial hair?
No.
Okay.
You know, you should do the joke. Everybody calls me ma'am. And today, just somebody was going, hey, ma'am. I go, listen, mom, I'm a boy. Is that it?
Know what?
Even your mother thinks you're the voice.
I'm being bookended by genius.
Genius.
I just don't even know.
Like, he'll go up there and he'll do his shrifts, you know, his jokes about like Dean Martin. All I do is I'm two fisted drink. Are you a two fisted drinker?
I'm fisting whatever. What are you? One hand. Kicking me out for lunch?
One fist is all.
One of these. You do one of these and one of these.
I do double up.
Double up.
He drinks very. He
took them so quickly.
He drinks very quickly because he needs to get to the next one.
You also only a wienophile like myself. You enjoy a glass of wine.
I do own a nice glass. Yeah. I don't really have the time right now because I'm so busy doing.
Time to get drunk or get laid.
Governors. I'm doing shows. I'm writing jokes and going.
Are you? I'd be drunk all day long. I just would.
Yeah, but you probably get drunk easily because you're so little, right?
Yeah, like, you know, a couple of glasses of champagne and I'm like,
and you're a good drunk or you're a bad drunk?
If I drink a lot of shit, like, I have like a lot of drinks, I'll come home, lay on the couch, throw up, and have a massive headache the next day.
Right.
It'd be funny if he was a bad drunk. He starts all these fights.
Yeah, right.
He gets his ass kicked every day. Like, you gotta be a better drunk.
Right. Fucking bartender's a cunt. You drink it out of a pineapple with straws and fruit on it and everything.
That's one of my favorites.
You cocksucker. I'll fucking kill you. I'll cut you.
Throw this pineapple at your head.
Yeah, I bet. There's a bar right by your house in Bensonhurst that I've been to a bunch. It's where that guy, LMB, got shot by his house. Over on like 14th Avenue, I think.
Yeah, what bar is that? Tryst?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, that sounds like a fun bar. Tryst?
Yeah. I went in there. Dude, it's so old school Italian, Bensonhurst. I walked in the bartender. I said, can I have a pineapple mojito, please? And do me a favor, tear the mint. Don't muddle it. I don't like it when it's mushy. And the guy goes, what the fuck? Like, he was going to hit me. He's like so annoyed with me.
You don't go to 14th Avenue, Bensonhurst. Typical all Italian dyke guy.
Right.
To say, can you mush? I don't want to mush. Can you? I'd be like.
You were doing a bit with the guy,
I'd
right?
I'd be like, here's your pineapple. Here's your mint. And go fuck yourself.
Yeah. But I told him, I said, I have an app on my phone. This is supposed to be the hottest gay bar in Brooklyn. I'm looking around. I go, what is it? It's like more of a nighttime place. The guy's like, what the fuck? My daughter was at a birthday party. So like,
oh, my God. You embarrass everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She had a birthday party at Tryst.
With no, so what people do is they move at a Park Slope and then they move up to like Dyker Heights or Bensonhurst or whatever, you know. So these people
that's weird because usually the people that are doing that area they go back the other way to
it's less expensive up there,
right? Because I mean? So, in my area, it's less expensive.
Exactly.
You go over there, like somebody said to me, they live in Bushwick, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
This is an international show, you guys. Nobody cares about Bushwick, you know that, right?
But Bushwick today, Bushwick is more like upscale, all those rotten houses,
right.
All the shootouts, they're all calm, they all put their guns down, put your gun on the ground. You're so off, so put your gun on the ground. Either they put the gun on the ground or they got shot. Today, now everybody goes to Bushwick for dinner. Where we're going for dinner. We're going to Bushwick. Are you fucking out of your mind? You think I want to go home with a bullet coming through my head? You want me to go to end up in Cusimano Russo?
Although it's still fucked up because Bushwick was a very black neighborhood. So a friend of mine is black and he grew up, not a friend of mine, a guy I know, let's be honest. So
an acquaintance?
An acquaintance, exactly. So, all right, I buy Coke from him. So he tells me, he goes, he lives in Bushwick. He grew up in the Marcy Houses, which is the projects where Biggie Smalls grew up. And he said that these new buildings they built in Bushwick, these new construction, you know, loft condo conversions.
They allowed to tear down the projects that are in these neighborhoods?
No, but around there, there's lots of construction for the new people that, because Bushwick is on the L. I know this is boring, I'm sorry. But he said that.
His and a J and a Z too, right?
You can take the J and the Z. I believe the M would not take you there. M kind of goes up a little farther. But But his cousin still lives in Marcy Projects, and he's like a young kid. And he goes, they call those new buildings ATMs. So then they want money. They just like break into the building and like just steal stuff from people. Like, you know, some like white kid with like a man bun and like a beard and, you know, a bag full of like organic leeks or whatever. You know, it's at his door and they just kind of bum rush and they steal stuff. So,
yeah.
We're going to steal his leeks.
Steal his leeks. You want to steal leeks? Get a roofer.
Oh my God. Go ahead, caller.
You got.
Oh, we'll get a caller.
Favorite president of all time.
Barack Obama. What's up,
what?
Boy?
Nice.
Nah, fuck that coon. Anyways, what's going on? It's Paul from Boston.
From Boston, you talk like that? I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, I got to be real quick, boys, because we're wicked busy for President's Day.
Sure.
At the dealership. So two things. First and foremost, what a fucking all-star cast. Actually, three things. All-star cast today. If Jimmy Martinez was on this cast, I would have shit out of my dick. This is my dream show.
Thank you. He's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mario. You're an unbelievable kid.
Thank
Anyways,
you very much.
Kevin, I wanted to personally thank you for being a man of your word and settling our debt. I really appreciate that.
Our wager. What? Made a wager on a Super Bowl.
Don't blow it all on clam chowder.
Only took 20 days, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I lost track. I don't know who the fuck it was. If it wasn't for Garrett, I would have never even figured it out. So, I mean, whatever. We made a bet over the phone. It's not the most official fucking bet. You still might
shake hands.
You still might have scammed me. I didn't shake your fucking hand.
Though. You don't shake his fucking hand, motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah, is it really a bet if you don't shake a guy's hand?
Oh, yeah, what's up?
I'll get you those pictures of my wife's feet because you followed me back. The thing was, I passed out in a drug and alcohol-induced coma before her last night, so I couldn't sneak them.
Okay, I'll take them.
So I still got you on those. You got my DM?
Yeah, I sure I did. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
What do you want from him?
That's our thing we got going on. It's a little quiet. A little quiet.
Wait. You want his wife's pictures?
His office is open to Mario and Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Let's do naked pictures of Kevin. Kevin, you want to sell some nude pics?
Of myself?
Donate.
He gives you money?
We haven't done anything yet. We're not doing. We're just talking.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
We're going to trade some pictures.
Trade pictures.
I already talked about talking and touching a woman's pussy.
What happens
today?
When his wife comes to him and realizes that her pictures are on?
It's Boston. She fell down the stairs.
She's from Phoenix. I imported it.
That makes her Phoenician.
From Phoenix. Okay.
Where'd you?
What are you doing in Boston?
Sells cars.
What do I do in Boston? I'm in car sales.
Car. You would you like to buy a car?
I used to take it to the park.
This one's wicked fast.
I used to sell cars.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Little go-karts.
Toyota and a Chrysler.
Hey, you want to try this big wheel?
That's great. I should use that
you
big
really
wheel.
Should. Exactly.
I'm going to steal that for you.
You should put that in your act, Mario.
Put it in your act, Mario. It'll fucking kill. It's killer. Bill Burr, we fucking taking this fucking helicopter. Good night, everybody.
That cock
fucking Boston. You all can suck my cock. They all suck. Every Boston comic sucks.
Especially Chad Zumbach, that faggot.
Chad Zumbach. I don't spend your $100 all in one place, you cocksucker. Hang up on him.
I already lost it.
All right. Oh, no. Shit. You good? Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I have like 7 fans. You got to be nicer to him.
Yeah, but I gave the guy $100. Now he wants to be my friend.
So annoyed you
he sent me. Yeah, it's annoying because he sent me a thing that he goes, he wants me to, his wife sent me a thing on Instagram. If you follow my husband back, I'll give you a picture or something. She was going to give me something or something.
Something of
like a naked picture of herself.
No, she wasn't, though. No, she said something. I even forget what it was. But I'm not going to fucking... First of all, naked pictures... Who cares? Everybody's naked on the internet. I had a roommate one time.
Yeah.
This guy wouldn't pay he wouldn't pay the rent. I think he was doing a lot of booger sugar.
Yeah.
And he was in construction. So he would like go to work and he'd be like, they didn't need me. So he'd come home and be fucking whatever. Anyway, he couldn't pay the rent. You know, he goes, I can't pay the rent this month, but he wants some naked pictures of my girlfriend. I'm like, man, I need the fucking, no, I want money. So
he went to barter instead of paying his rent. He wanted to send you naked pictures of his girlfriend.
Yeah, or say, I don't even know if they're naked. He goes, you want pictures of my girlfriend? I go, I saw his girlfriend. She's a Long Island 4. I go, no, I don't need pictures of your fucking girlfriend. Give me a fucking rent. And rent wasn't even a lot. It was like $300 or some shit back in the day.
That's a lot of money.
Huh?
A lot of coke, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, so I'm like, and now if somebody wants to send me naked pictures, I'm like, fuck that. I need naked pictures of them?
I want pictures of dead presidents.
Why?
Yeah.
It's money.
Money. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't get it.
You don't have to pay rent, right?
No, I live with my mom.
Yeah, and your mom's cool, right?
How old's your mom?
She's 81. She's fighting cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of cancer?
Started in her breast, and then it went to the top of the liver and a couple of bones. Luckily, didn't go to her lung and brains.
She in a hospital?
No, she's home. Just, you know, we're going to take her to Sloan Kettering on Thursday.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
Here?
Yeah.
No. You want to do a show from there?
No, I don't want to do a show.
Joke. It's a joke, of course. It'd be a terrible place to do a show. Cancer ward.
Like you said, here. You're like, no, Machuckin. Nothing. Like, where else? Where's another Sloan Kettering? Are there more of them?
You get a lot of.
I thought it was franchised because it was so popular.
Oh yeah, like McDonald's.
And there's Sloan Kettering other places.
You did.
They have branches, don't they? Have branches, people.
Yeah, they
places?
Have like the Cleveland Institute in Florida and that kind of thing. You're probably right. It maybe is like a thing.
I went to the Mayo Clinic and I brought a BLT.
It's a miracle that you whipped your cancer.
Guys.
I mean, there's a reason.
It's Monday. I mean, there's a reason we're here 2 days a week.
I know, right?
You're only here 2 days a week?
Yeah, well, you know, once Bill Schultz gets whacked, if you know what I'm saying, I'm sure we'll get moved up to three.
Yeah.
We do. We take baby steps here. One, then two, then maybe three.
Then two back.
Once Keith the Cobb finally listens to a Bill Schultz episode, we'll probably get up to three shows a week. But anyway, you got any plugs, Mario?
You wrapping it up?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
I want to get my son in here to see how big he is compared to Mario.
Yeah, bring him in. Well, go get him.
Do it at the end.
All right.
Are
you
plugs?
Active on Twitter?
Yes, I'm active.
I was very active this weekend on Twitter.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw your tweets.
I could. This Jesse fucking Jussie shit and this fucking Amazon shit. I was like, I'm done. I'm just fucking disgusted. I'm disgusted with, like, we're progressive. That means we're anti-job and pro-trans.
Terrific.
Like that's your campaign platform. You're pro trans kids and you're anti fucking getting people jobs. No, we want to get them the right kind of jobs. Okay, how about get them a fucking job? It's like when you're trying to get pussy. Maybe you don't get the best pussy at the beginning.
Pussy.
But you get some pussy. I don't know why I'm talking to you, Mario, but you get some pussy and then you get your confidence from there. You don't start at the best job. You start at a fucking job. Plus, in New York, it's already $15 minimum wage. So the worst you can do is $15 unless you're Mexican and you're working off the books. So I'm saying you start at an Amazon job, and then everybody works, and before you know, maybe you get a fucking management job.
It's like my grandmother used to always say, a bad blowjob is still a blowjob.
Exactly. Right. So I'm saying that is like, you know, these progressives like, oh, no, well, we don't have Amazon coming in bullying us. That's how it is. It's capitalism. It's a capitalist country. So if you're the third biggest country, I mean, company in the world, then you're going to be able to bully people.
Right.
They're not making you fucking make phones and where you get cancer of the fucking hand or whatever. They make the Chinese kids do that. So at Amazon, all you got to do is put some fucking shampoo in a box. And that's it. It's easy. It's an easy gig.
Yeah,
and they said they're going to be high paying jobs.
They pulled
and
out.
Thanks, Peter Jennings. I mean,
I think he's Petey Jennings.
Anyway,
call me Petey.
Anyway, they fucked that up. It's just disgusting. They're disgusting. They're fucking disgusting. Like, no, we want this. We want a guarantee. We want guarantees. There are no guarantees in life, Mario. You're fucking 85 pounds. You're 46. What kind of guarantee is that?
None. Nothing.
Yep. Well, with
you're even doing guest spots. You don't even have guaranteed spots with James. I love James, but you know, if you're waiting on a guest spot, right?
I think that Matchbox car bit is probably going to put him over the top.
No, it's not Matchbox. It's a fucking big wheel.
Big wheel.
Prop
big
wheel. Have one in your pocket. You go, hey, folks.
Yeah. You should come out on the big stage driving a big wheel. And then throw it aside. Then go, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like Liberace used to come out in a Rolls Royce.
Exactly.
Come up in a big wheel.
You can have it driven by your roommate. But you come out with a Matchbox car in your pocket. You go, hey, folks, I just started selling cars. Anybody want to buy the Matchbox car?
It might be funny.
He's four comfortably.
Yeah, you should.
Oh shit!
Oh, no.
Your whole act should be about how you're not regular size.
Well, you obviously haven't watched it. A lot of it is because it's the elephant in the room, but the opposite.
I am the elephant in the room.
What's I'm saying? Yeah, like you.
With Carrie, I played her elf for Christmas on a little video for YouTube. I was the elf.
Okay, yeah, I actually
get a lot of work at Christmas.
I do.
Yeah, I bet.
I do a lot of charity work for, you know, elf, any like you know, senior citizens or old age home or my program called Bridge to Youth that I help, I'm involved in.
You come with attitude or you come like happy-go-lucky?
No, I come with happy-go-lucky.
Where's my fucking green room?
Oh, I'm going to put this candy cane up your fucking dick hole. Fuck.
No, but I come with
candy. I'm from Brooklyn, cane. You fucking cunts.
Ho, Rudolph can suck my fucking cock. Yeah, I once up with Santa Claus at a battered women's shelter, and I was like, look at all these old girlfriends.
And you'd be thinking, ho, 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 you're a ho.
Yeah, ho, ho, look at these fucking skanks over here.
Go ahead, caller.
The president, who do you got? Eisenhower.
What happened?
I don't know.
Says question for Brian on the monitor.
I'm ready. Okay. The answer is Dover Soul.
Hello.
Yo, yes. Hi.
Hey. Just wanted to say, what is Brian going to get for dinner?
Dinner?
Ugats.
I don't know. I'm actually, I had a big lunch, and I'm going to meet the same guys at lunch. They're meeting me across the street at Sullivan's.
Oh, you're a raging alcoholic.
I'm just having fun today. I was a good boy all weekend. I did feel that girl's...
So wait, you had lunch with them? Now you're going to go have dinner with them?
Yeah, they can expense everything. So it's like a big expense. Woo! We might go to Rick's after that. Want to go to Rick's? Get your dick rubbed?
Can I come?
You're with my son?
I'd love to bring you to Rick's. You kidding me?
Oh, my God. The ladies would love you.
I'm getting rope.
What's that?
Rub and tuck.
What, you want a rub and tuck?
No, you see.
Okay. I mean...
You could ride down their titties.
Like a slide at the kiddie park.
Yeah, exactly. We'd give that table shower like in a little, like a basin. Where are you calling from?
The city. I'm working right now.
Oh, nice. All right.
What do you do?
I do online sales. What do you call it? On 38 and 5th.
Oh, but didn't you come to the show once?
Yes, it's Gil Bravo.
Oh, yeah, of course it's Gil Bravo. So
Gil Bravo.
Oh, you were not announced.
Just say you're Gil Bravo, you fucking dick tease.
We had to, like, really search
around. I'm Gil Bravo, internationally renowned superstar.
Yeah, like,
I'm Gil Bravo.
Parcels that information out.
Yeah. Yo, what do you think about them? What do you think them fucking... Don't you think Amazon fucked up? Long Island City's a shithole. It still is. I lived there 10 years ago. I lived there before that. I lived there back in the 90s. When I go back to do with the Creek in the Cave, it's still a shithole, and they got to fix it up. And they fucked it up. The fucking progressives.
Yeah, but the fucking... The rent and buying a place over there is fucking expensive, so fuck it.
Yeah, it's expensive everywhere. So you're going to keep it a shithole, keep the rent stand? How about the people that own property over there, those old Italian people that have been living there for 80 years that thought they're set for life and they're going to sell their property for millions and now they're going to fucking kill somebody?
I could go buy them for $2 each, now those houses.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous fucking piece of shit. That guy should be murdered, that fucking senator who blocked it, cock block it. He's a fucking Greek.
Oh, shit.
I looked him up. He's a fucking piece of shit.
You know, the great thing
you know why he did it? Because it's too complicated. But basically, he did it because he didn't want to lose his election.
Re-election?
Yeah, when he goes up for re-election, he wants to look like he's a progressive too, because that fucking cunt Cortez, that's not her district, but it's close, so he has to seem like he's a progressive too. So he had to be like, he had to stand up to Amazon. Amazon's like, fuck you, we'll go somewhere else. We're a huge company. Yeah, we don't play by your rule, your fucking New York fucking rules. You know, fucking cocks and Jews.
You know the great thing about the Greek army?
They get fucked in the ass.
They never leave their mans behind.
Never what?
Never leave their mans. I have to say that twice, really.
Because you mumbled it.
Never leave their mans behind.
That's Ken. How Ken? You drove here. I mean, what do you want?
I know.
Payment, fucking we.
Right, Ken.
Payment vodka.
Oh, I forgot to bring. I had treats for the guys today. I forgot to bring them. Fuck.
Were they in your slacks?
Fish. My wife, for a Valentine's Day, gave me this. You know, there's a candy store, and they're all over the place. It's called Sugar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sugar Sugars?
I have one in Coney Island.
Yeah, Coney Island, right by Wahlburger.
Right by Wahlburger, around the corner.
Right.
Wait, what train line is it on?
It's Surf Avenue. So they
Jay-Z did Jay-Z used to go there?
Oh,
nobody cares.
U-N-R-F.
Bafungul.
Bafungul.
Chinese, that chink fucking car service you use. No, yellow cab service. They're Chinese and they're yellow.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's what I used to get here.
Yeah.
Lucky Express.
Ah, you're so little. You man or woman?
Lucky.
I reckon you.
Lucky Express service. Can I help you?
You take up so little room.
I think, all right. Do you mind to pick up another four people?
You should do a Uber Lyft. I mean, Uber Pool. And then they put you in the glove compartment.
Or the trunk.
Yeah, or the trunk. That's the elf in the room.
Yeah, I'm the elf. Ex Carry Cavaris.
Yesterday when I was coming to the city to rub that girl's vagina, I took a Uber Lyft, and it was $57 to go from my place to this hotel.
Just to touch her pussy.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't really touch her
pussy. That was included.
Yeah, that was an added bonus. Right.
Right.
It was called cunt tax. But what I did was, is then the girl that helps me use my, at the restaurant by my house, she helps me use my phone. She goes, a Lyft share, only $20. And I was like, I'm in no rush to get to this hotel. I'll just do the $20 one. I got him this like gay Dominican guy on his phone, and I tried to talk to him, and he was such, like, he wanted nothing to do with me.
Everyone's a fucking arrogant asshole. Unless you're a hot girl, nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, like, hello. Like, dude, we're not in business class on British Air. Like, we're like both in the back of a Hyundai Elantra. Like, we can have a conversation for fucking a minute if
that's
you like.
That's why I don't want to. I'll never share. I'll just take the train or walk. I'm not sharing. If I'm only getting a
you
ride
share?
With a stranger,
sit in the front seat.
Head lice.
You don't have to deal with nobody is bullshit.
That's smart, actually. Yeah.
But you could sit on someone's lap.
Oh, imagine.
No, I don't sit on anybody's lap.
No. You don't like to be, like, you don't like being picked up. Like,
I do. Like, the other night at the comedy club, we didn't have a stool for me to sit on because there were so many people going in. So I sat on one of the comics' lap, female, not male.
No, not male, right. Did she have a nice fat lap?
No, skinny, pretty
fat
good.
Lap.
Is it Megan Hanley?
No, Irene Brenner.
Irene Brennan. Was he in relation?
Brenner.
Jew. Yeah, okay.
She's Greek.
I don't know.
She's Greek.
She's Greek? No, she likes
oh, you're there? You still there?
You know anything else?
Yeah.
Just hanging out?
Goodbye.
All right, love
goodbye.
You. Bye, Gail. See you tonight.
Hangs on for an extra 2 minutes just to say goodbye.
I'm
the real kaboosh.
I have to go to Northern Virginia this weekend and
Out blowjobs.
Oh, give them out, honey. For me, I love doing them so much. I call them blow hobbies.
Ooh,
hello. No job hobby. Over here. Free to be what I want any old time.
Ooh.
So we go and I've got some guy that Max Pina. I don't know if he listens to this or MLC or what, but he goes when you're in Reston this weekend. I'm saying it's a Weston in Reston. They couldn't resist. They're like, this town's called Reston. We got to put one of our hotels in here. So he goes, you got to come. And he goes, I have the best booger sugar in Reston. So he calls me. I'm like,
how do you get in touch with you?
Twitter. DM me on Twitter. Max Pina is his name.
That's his full name?
I believe so. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not.
I love your audience. I'm not to interrupt
no,
you.
Please.
Because this gentleman looks like he's like semi-retired, right? Am I wrong?
Retarded.
Semi-retired. And he's like, don't take me to the retirement home. I'll go to Compound Media. Don't take me to the retirement home.
Yeah, he's older than he looks. He's not even that old. What are you, Ken? Like 52?
God bless you. I'm only kidding, by the way. I didn't want you to kick my ass outside.
Things are bad when he's breaking your
balls. Looks like he comes from my neighborhood. He's like, yeah, I come from Benson House. You wanna fuck with me? I'll meet you in the back of L&B Spumoni Gardens.
Now, that's a girl.
Him I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, we got a new person.
Oh, another guy. Okay, sorry. All right.
I know you're 3/4 blind,
right,
but
right,
the one blind, the one quarter that you
4/5 fag.
Yeah, right.
There's a gentleman sitting next to the lady.
Look like a rough trade, as they call them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ken took the day off. Today, a lot of people have off today.
Yeah, it's President's Day.
Including the people at Sirius Satellite Radio.
Omar's getting ready for his big debut, whatever, you know, his big performance here, right?
Who?
Kumia, that's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Kumia.
Do you follow politics or history?
Geography? What are you getting
I don't
at?
Follow
Where's
anything?
Zambia?
I have no fucking clue. Is it in the zoo?
Yeah, it could be. There's only four left. And they're always late.
I love your prop table.
And it's redolent with booze, isn't it? I think so, right?
It's an empty booze bottle that I guess you emptied earlier today.
Bill Schultz calls that breakfast.
Breakfast is a semi-cat on
you
its
You with Bill
back.
Schultz just now?
Yeah.
He's drunk. He's across the street drunk. By himself.
Bill Schultz, I think he does the little room at Governor's.
Are they having a meeting? They're having a conference call?
Is he a comic?
Blow your nose and then put it on the fucking table.
I'll stuff it.
So unbelievable.
Big cock.
Disgusting. Is he a comic, Bill Schultz, right?
No, he's in print journalist. He's like, he used to work for the Chicago Tribune back in the 70s.
Now he's extra.
Now he's all about
it. He's a paperboy. now he's not doing so good. He keep going. When's his print journalism going to make a comeback?
I got my piece about Truman.
Yeah,
defeating Dewey.
So he's drinking himself to death in protest.
I would make a
and
good.
He took a bus to Florida. Would you take a bus to Florida under any circumstance?
You want to laugh? I took Greyhound from L.A. to New York twice, 4 days each way.
Why?
I don't know. I needed to clear my head,
Clear your head?
Clear my mind, you know.
And the Greyhound will do it?
Greyhound.
It was like a spa vacation.
It was a spa vacation. You probably missed at like 2:33 when you're finally like dozing off. They like to put all the lights on. They're like, it's breakfast time, everybody. You're off the bus. We've got to change you. And they're taking all your luggage out and they're throwing it into the next bus. I'm like, yo, motherfucker, that's fragile. He's like, you know, we're in Kansas. I don't give a fuck where we are.
Imagine 3 in the morning, this one's like screaming at you in the middle of Kansas about his friend.
He's wearing his sleeping cap.
And somebody said, why are you screaming? I'm like, I lost my dog, damn it.
First of all, Greyhound is a bad, you can't take Greyhound if it's overnight. It's just,
overnight.
You won't be able to sleep.
Days.
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Bill took it to fucking Florida, it's overnight. You can't sleep and then some fucking crazy guy will wake you up and having a nightmare.
Like you got a light,
dude.
Just
got out of prison, you know. It's like you can't sleep. It's a fight. Why it's even legal is beyond me.
Like a Norton with Ralph Cranham. Hey, Ralph, you got a light? I'd be like, huh? I don't smoke. Well, you want to suck my cock then? No, I don't suck cock. Can I fuck you in the bedroom? No, I don't fuck in the bedroom.
What episode was this of The Honeymooners?
No, I'm saying...
Christmas special.
This would be on The Greyhound if some guy is...
Oh, right.
And I don't smoke.
Yeah, because they want it. If you're by yourself, they're going to take it. They're going to bully you. They're going to try to take your candy.
I was on a bus from Baltimore to Ocean City, Maryland when I was... 16, and I smoked crack.
Baltimore, Ocean City, Maryland. That's the 2 hours.
I managed to smoke crack in the bathroom.
Yeah?
With the driver?
No, with the guy. Some guy's in the back. He turns to me, he goes, you play baseball, like from Boogie Nights. I said, what's that mean? He's like, I've got some bass. And I was like, oh, you mean like crack? He's like, and people always get embarrassed when they smoke crack. He's like, what's bass? You know?
What's bass mean?
He says, like, bass is like free bass.
Free bass. Oh. Never heard the song.
Well, he wanted to sell it to her, or he just wanted to get high with you?
Wanted to get me to get high with him.
So you went into the bathroom with a strange guy, and nobody asked any questions.
It was 1988, a different time. And so,
not really.
That was when that song came out. Do you know that song?
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Get down, everybody.
White lines.
Free bass.
Free bass.
The guy he did blow with on the Greyhound bus wrote that song.
After
that fucking trip to... Ocean City, Maryland.
Hey, wasn't that bad, but Greyhound, 4 days off. Three days, 23 hours.
Did you sleep at all?
You sleep when they turn off the light, or, you know, you just doze off.
You're exhausted.
You meet anybody?
He met Jimmy Kimmel there.
Right, exactly. Jimmy's like, I'm driving this. I'm from Brooklyn, just like Mario.
Oh, he was a passenger.
Hey, John, can you get my son? Can you bring my son in here? I'm going to see what the height difference is.
Okay.
Mario, get over here.
Please.
Oh.
Please, get in front of the camera. Do you care, do you?
Is this weird?
No. Weird. I broke your thing over here. I'm trying to find...
Did you sign a release?
I'm going to see what the height difference is.
Oh, here,
stand back here. Daniel, stand back here.
Hi, buddy.
He likes to be on camera anyway.
Come here, Daniel.
What a handsome boy. Oh, stand up straight. Stand up straight.
Where's the camera?
What a...
Stand one.
Oh, there it is. So, yeah, it's a pretty big height difference. Okay, that's good.
Not bad.
Well, how tall are you, Mario?
He's up here.
No, how tall are you? You're 5 feet?
I'm a little under 5 foot.
Okay. All right, good job, Daniel. But we're done in a minute, okay, buddy?
I like how Steve, it's like your suit is like the Steve Harvey Jr.'s collection.
What are you snacking on? Pretzels. You
having a good time?
Can I steal your pretzels?
Talking about Fortnite with the crew, with the boys. All right, I'll be on in a minute. Good job.
Good job, right. Dan.
Goes.
There you go, buddy.
I just want to see what the height difference was. So you're pretty tall.
Yeah.
You're not like, you know.
So it's really a weight thing more than a height thing. Because you're not even close to being like a midget or a dwarf, right?
Nah.
Now, with the size that you are and with the way you look, do you find that people are intimidated by you or they want to talk to you?
They want to talk to me. I think they're more interested in knowing what happened, what went wrong, you know?
Right. Yeah.
They can avoid it themselves?
You know, one of my jokes that I told you last time, it was people ask me what happened. I tell them, well, my cheap mother got her obstetrician on Groupon.
That's funny.
Well, then they say, I say, no, that's not true.
You should have that in your show.
I should. That's, should have that's great. Show. Thanks.
Yeah, some props and some rim shots. I think you could sell at Carnegie Hall. I'm not even kidding.
And then I say,
after all, it's one liner.
That's not true. I say, I'm this way because my stupid mother got drunk at Disney World and had sex with Mickey Mouse.
I saw that one. That was...
Hey, you gotta wait on that one.
It's a part two to thank that. We're going to workshop this, guys.
Thank God she didn't fuck the seven dwarfs, or I would seriously have some daddy issues.
Okay. Boom.
We're going to wrap it up with that.
Great. It, like, it just comes out like in a hot wheel and just does all this weird stuff. Like, the audience couldn't get enough of it. I mean, you kill, right?
Kill what? In comedy kill, or in killing?
I don't think you. I don't want to know.
I don't
about
slaughter
it.
Anybody.
No, but I mean, like, on stage, besides the turkey. Do well. I mean, people don't really heckle you because, right?
I think that would fucking be their worst nightmare.
Do crowd work?
No, I don't do crowd work. I mean, if there's people in the front, like, I'll you know, ask them, could I have a sip of your drink? No. I don't like that, but I don't, like, heckle people. Now I don't get heckled. Because if they heckle me, I say, yeah, motherfucker, wait for me at the front door, and we'll heckle, you could heckle me there.
Okay.
No, but I don't think I get heckled. I mean, once
it's
in a while.
It's a 6-year-old woman. She beats the fuck out of him at the front door.
Mario flying.
I got heckled by my friends one time.
Right.
Early in my career, I got heckled, and I was like, that's not cool, dude. Oh, we were just fucking with you.
They want to be part of the show. Well, they
think it'd be good. They think it'd be funny if they, yeah, since they're friendly fire, like that, right, fucking cop who got shot in Queens, friendly fire.
Yeah, about the cops that were setting up to shoot 50 Cent.
Yeah, but that's all bullshit. They just do that to sell records, just like that Jussie Smollett.
Right.
It was all there to promote, so he wouldn't get fired on Empire. Also, he got an album coming out. So
they figured 50 Cent wasn't enough, so they wanted their dollar.
Oh! Is that new? You working that out right now?
Yeah.
Let's try that again. You guys ready?
Come with a stack.
Let's try that again.
They wanted to shoot. They wanted to shoot him because they felt 50 cents wasn't enough. They wanted a whole dollar.
Nice. You gotta come up with a stack of newspapers too, like all huge, like 40 newspapers.
I would be great in a film with that little cap, the jacket, and going, papers, papers, read all about it.
Newsies.
How much, kid? 5 cents? It's a quarter, bitch.
Right.
But if you give me a look under your dress, I might give it to you on the house.
Don't get short with me. You have a cricket sleeping?
Wow, he's ready for everything.
They're right on the dial there. They're
right on the dial.
Oh, I'm getting booed.
You got, I gotta wrap it up. Booed. I never ever got booed yet. Never somebody will go, ooh.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. Yeah.
Never got booed. As I say, go fuck yourself. Take your boo in the toilet and stick it in your ass.
You might want to do some crowd work. Then he comes out and just starts ripping the audience.
Look at this fucking guy over here.
You would go, you got, hey, buddy, you got any booger sugar? You got any booger sugar? I was like, what's booger sugar? You know, the thing. You know, I used to go get massages, no tugging, whatever you call it, no rug,
no
tug,
no rub and tug, no God forbid.
And I was getting massaged, a girl would go, and I would go, and I go.
Were they half off the massages?
And I go, and I would turn around and go, what does she need? He go, I got a little, you know, powder for my shoes and my nose. I was like, would you fucking snort it? And she went, Chinese.
After Koo gave you a hand job?
Yeah, so can
anyway,
you where I'm going to be at, or you don't want any?
Yeah, yeah. Twitter, let's do it up. We got to do it.
You have the floor right
Twitter,
now.
Twitter, Instagram is Mario Busker 2. Twitter is Mario Bosco. Soon coming up on my website, MarioBosco.com. It's under construction. March 29th, you could see me in Brewster, New York at Tilly's Table. I don't know if you ever heard of Tilly's Table. Okay, I'm doing that. And April 5th and 6th, me and Carrie Carraris.
Oh, wow.
We'll be at the Mohegan Sun in Poconos.
The Old Greek and the Little Freak.
Where are you going to be? I'm opening for Carrie. And again, like, you know, if you want to see me on a regular basis on Fridays and Saturdays, you could see me doing the guest spots at Governor's,
yep,
the Brokerage, and or Levittown regular Governor's, or you could see me at McGuire's. Depends on the boss, where he wants my dear friend James, where he wants me to be. Like, you know, he just can't get rid of me anymore. It's like, he goes, are you here again?
Yeah.
My James, just make believe I'm part of the paneling of the wall. He's like, what are you looking for today? You want to hit? I'm like, a little crumb off the table. Can I have a little guest spot? And he's like,
like, go bury this body.
Know, but besides all kidding around, James is so generous. When I go in there, he's like, what are you doing Friday? He goes, you want to come around and do a guest spot? No problem, James. I don't even have to ask you. I text James, I'm bored Friday. So come do a guest spot. You know, it's really good like that.
Yeah.
Guest spot.
Featured,
and I've learned so much. To anyone that wants to be comedic, wants to do comedy, and the open mics, but being blessed, because I find that being blessed, honestly, that James gives me all these guest spots.
Slip.
I'm kidding. What do you guys get a room?
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah. Guest spots. And
it's like Chad and Wendy over here.
And follow me on Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. Go ahead. Let me jump in real quick. We go on Facebook. Go ahead. What do you got?
That's it.
Okay. Remember, folks, BrianPMcCarthy.com. We are now featuring Pellows coffee mugs.
You say Pellows. It's Pellows. Pillows.
Pillow.
Like pillow windows, pillows, not pillows.
Pillows?
Pillows. Hello. Pillows.
I've just got to let you know. Tell me how to win your heart, because I haven't got a clue.
Are you talking about Mike?
I'm at Mohegan Sun Poconos this weekend, February 22 and 23.
Kevin?
I don't know who I'm with. It doesn't matter, because I'm a fucking headliner, motherfucker.
Can I open for you?
Yes. Yep. No, I already got somebody.
It's a safe bet.
Thanks. But you're going to be there in 2 months anyway, so they won't want you that soon. It's going to be a safe bet, what?
It's a safe bet. The audience is going to have a lot of fun. I'm worried about Mario going to get caught on that roulette table.
That's a problem with me. But you want to know.
And bet with your head, not below. What is it? Bet with your head, not above. Not over it?
Can't
Thank
gamble,
you. He lives
anyway.
In Atlantic City. Right, we got to wrap it up. Sorry, Mario. Great job, Mario. We love you. Shout out to the booth. Shout out to Kumia.
Shout out to the booth. Thank you,
Schultz. Bill Schultz for letting us get 3 days a week.
Love you guys. Thank you.
I got blisters on my fingers.